This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues to be Magda the Din of Shivrei Kli Cheres, Ezi Gistro. What's considered a Gistro that we explained in the Mishnah Akademis, that whereas a regular Kli, a full Kli Cheres and Nishbar, so there's one shear called Koinis Mashke, but the shear of a Gistro that got a crack in it, is the shear is when it has leaking from the Kli, it's a different shear. That's only by Shivrei Kli. What's called a Shivrei Kli? If there's a little chip on the top, that's already called a Shivrei Kli. Koshen it laws now. Even if only the handle cracks off, it's a cracked Kli. So a cracked Kli is already in a bad matzev. It's cracked. Once it's in a matzev of Nishbar, Sumela has a din of Gistro. It's not geschmack to take from place to place. It's not. It's a melo. Once there's et vos apsul of moitzi mashke, then the halach is tzais kli. Hoyabachidudim yoitzin. Let's say it has jagged edges. I'm not talking about a coffee cup that has a little bit rough edges on the top, so you make sure not to drink rubbing your lip against that part. We're talking here about a kli that was nishbar on the top. And the top is now teeth that stick up. It's not equal on all the sides. A kli never breaks equally. So on some sides, the etzem kli is still intact. The sides that go up, the jagged edges, the shaila is how far up is considered in the kli to be metame. In the bottom of the kli, in the etzem kli, in the mug itself, that of course will be metame. Shaila is how far up. In the maisis azoi. Kolam akabal imo b'zeisim. We're going to learn now with the Rav's Pshat, which comes from the Rash. There's a ganzer different Pshat from the Rambam, which we'll discuss in a minute. Kolam kabel ima b'zeisim, the chelek that goes up of the jagged edge is high enough that if you would put a zayis, they wouldn't fall out. That means that the teeth are wide enough that there's coverage that things won't fall out. The zayis is a pretty big size, so pieces won't fall out. On that side, mitame b'mago. This word is difficult because the klicheres is only mekabel tumor from the inside, and we're talking about from the inside. If it touches the inside of the kli, it's mitame b'mago. Now, l'cher, it's tame because it's anyways in the ear space. The next words in the Mishnah is, u'kenegda, within the ear space of that section of the kli that has close together chidudim, ba'ifin, where it's considered a toich, is mitame b'avir. So if it touches it, it's also b'avir. The metame b'magovi is only agav the sefer. V'chol she'eni mekabel imo kibazesim, if the jagged edges are separated enough that they can't hold on to something there and pieces the size of a zayis would fall out, so that's not a toich. If it's not a toich, so then metame b'maga, it's metame b'maga, however, ain't connected to metame b'avir. It's not considered the avir of a klicheres. Now, why is it metame b'maga? Because there's no such halach by klicheres. And if there's no toich, then it's not mitame. Klicheres is only mitame b'toich. So here the halach is, the Mefarshim explain, that we're talking about it's like a yad. It's a yad to the kli. There's a kli here. The gister is a kli. And it brings in the tumor. And yad of a klicheres is not mitame b'avir, it's mitame b'maga. We discussed this idea in Perek Gimel Mishneh Dalet, and over there was Mavur, that according to the Shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, the beginning of Perek Ha'or V'Roitiv in Chulin, they hold that the Avir of the Klicheres is the place of the Klicheres that's Metame. If you have the part sticking up, which is only a Yad, so there the Avir of that part is meaningless. It can't be Metame Bavir. That which is a Yad is a transmitter of Tumah to the Etzem Kli. So it's metame like any other tumah. It's metame with the negia of the kli. So it's different than the kli itself, which goes bosor, and the chelek ha mekabel tumah is the avir, the toich, not the gav. That's according to the shita of the Ramban, the Rash. But Tosfos lamais in several places in Chas, neither dav chovov, chulin dav chovdal, and elsewhere holds no. Says the yad is not going to be better than the kli itself. And the kli cheres is not metam megavoi, so the bayad will be the same thing. It's not. There's no tumas negir. It's tumah betoich, and there is no toich. So, Mel, it's not shaykh to be metam b'maga. See, you have to explain that the pshat in the Mishnah is not like we said. It's not that it's mekabel tumah the chidudin, But what it is that it, if the kliches is tomei, it transmits tuma. Everybody's masking that a yad of a klicheres can transmit tuma to something else. The Rambam over here has a different pshat. He doesn't learn that we're talking about chidudin, jagged edges on top of the kli. He learns we're talking about, you have a gistra, picture a large vase, a really big vase, and a crack. So now you have a big solid piece of shever, and it's big enough to hold the loik, whatever the shear is. So it's a gistra, it's a kli cheres, and it has a toich. Inside the vase, there were these little cubby holes in the vase. It's a big vase, so there's little nooks and crannies in the sides of the gistra. The gistra itself is mekabel tuma. The nooks and crannies, if there's enough space in them, they stick outwards. It's like little holes in the walls of the kli, and there are blitos that are outward. That's why they're called chidudin. And if they have enough space in them to be maxig zayis, so then we look at it just as more space inside the gistra. It's mekabel tuma with the gistra. Whatever they did in the gistra, the sheretz falls in, etc. Masha'en kein, if the chidud, if that little nook, cranny, is small and it's not koil enough to have the size of a zayis, so we see that as just a piece that's boilet achutza. It's not really part of the kli. It's not really part of the toich of the kli, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. It's mekabel tuma midrabbonon, and over here the Achrayim explained b'shit Rambam, they made a heker to only be mitamed b'maga and not be mitamed me'avir, which is something that you have in several places. The Dugmois, the Rambam uses this type of idea with something which is not a klicheres hanitma midrais, only midrabbonon, so they were only mitamed b'maga, not b'avir. We have it in Perkei Mishneh Gimel. It's in Perikei Mishneh Yud, in Perik Zayin Mishneh Gimel, a few other places. So that's the musig over here. What the Rambam holds, biyachas to Yenem Machleks, we discussed in Perik Gimel. Now the Mishneh goes weiter. Hoysa muto al tzido kemintat katedra. The gistra, right, think of a vase that's broken in half. You have a big, nice piece. It's like a half, it's a semicircle. It's a half of a vase. And it's lying on its side. Katedra is a word that's used for, let's say, lying spread out in a wagon. So it's like lying flat, it's like a long oval shape. It has on its edge, we'll go back to the first pshat, the Rav and the Rash, jagged edges. Kolam kabel ima bezesim, if it has in it the jagged edges, that they're close enough together that it's considered it has a toich, zeisim are not going to fall out. Mitama b'magah u'kenegdeh b'mitamah b'avir, like we said before. V'chol she'eni mekabel ima bezeisim, if the edges are far apart, and it wouldn't, so it's mitamah b'magah then connected mitamah b'avir. So this is really the same thing as the reish and the Mishnah. It's no chiluk between the two cases. Just point out, the Rav makes this aura, that if you go back to Mishnah Aleph over here in Perek Dalet, there was a Shittas of Yehuda that a vase which stands upright, that splits in half, and now it's lying on the side, kimin katedra, each part is not considered dugma l'shimushe ha'ikri, the way it was, because it doesn't stand upright anymore, so it's not mekabel tuma. L'maisa, we pass in the chacham over there that holds metama. L'maisa, it is machzik. Can't be used to stand upright, but lying down flat, it has a clay kibu. So our Mishnah b'stomius is going like that, Shittas. Mishnah goes weiter. Shule kurfiois v'shule koisim hatzidonim. These are, again, broken pieces of pottery, gistrois, and they're the bottom of types of kelim that have a sharp bottom. That's what it seems like from the Mephoshim. They never stand by themselves. Picture like a tall vase, but not with a flat bottom that could stand by itself. Picture it has a sharp, pointy bottom. Obviously, it can't stand. It's going to have to stand on some type of base, or it's going to have to be held up by something. It's going to have to lean on something. So this is pieces of that. Afal pi, she'enim yichon leishiv shalom yisumochim, even though they can't stand by them, they can't sit by themselves, they have to be held up, propped up. Tmeim, because that was the tzur de kli, she'lekach nasim utchiloson. It was made not to stand by itself, to be propped up by somebody else. So when it broke, it didn't lose its tzur as kli. That is the tzur of this type of kli. Okay, the svar is a pashta svar. This halacha, by the way, is negeh practically. You have a kli with a pointy bottom. But if it's nasa lekach mitchila have a kli, the goyness mitzayin is din of shulei korfiyos. Mishnah dal kli sheyesh le sholosh svoyos. Has three rims. Not sure what the purpose of it being made that way is, but it has three rims. The middle one is definitely the main compartment, and then there are two. There's a wall around that compartment. There are two other walls, but not much separate compartments like the candy dish that we were talking about earlier. It's just three rims, three gavs around the area in the middle. So the mice is azay. Where the pnimis is a defes, what it means is ima pnimoy defes. If the middle one is higher, so that means that defines the area in the middle, the wall in the middle is the wall of the etzem clay kibble. That's the toiches inside. Everything outside it is called the gav of the klicher. So therefore, akol tor. It doesn't mean, by the way, when we say akol tor, if something falls into the innermost, into the pnimi, rather that stomach. But everything around it is the gav, and it's not metame if it fell in over there. Chitzaynoi defes, if the outer rim goes higher than the inner two rims, the pshas, everything inside is the toich of the kli. The kli is the part that's higher. So remember, everything is bechalal, so akol tami. Everything transmits to one. Tzoyisoi defes. What happens if the middle one, I'm not sure why anybody would make it that way, but the middle one is higher than the other two. So memenev lefnim tami, because that's called the kli, since it goes above the innermost rim, so hakol bichlal. Memenev lachutz tor, that's considered the gav of the kli. Hayishava is if all three rims are the same height. Reb Yehuda Omer cholkin ho emtzois. What he does is, since all three are equal, so then you see the middle one as the toich. The toich toichoi is the innermost circle. The one on the outside is considered gav akli. Vachomem hakol tor. He holds that the Kol Tor is like the case we had before, where the chitzoyna, where the pnimis is a defis. The pnimis is a defis, and then only the pnimis is the toich. The other two are the gav. So over here also, if all three are the same height, we see the innermost one as the toich of the kli, the outer two are just the gav. This is the pshat according to the Rav, comes from the Rash. Rambam, shtenish tazoi. The Rambam argues Kanira on the whole premise. He does not mask him that you can have, based on the height of the walls, that different compartments, each compartment is a gav to the next one. It's three compartments. Similarly, we had earlier, we had like a tabla sheyesh belizves, it has a rim around it. So there's different compartments, what we call a candy dish earlier. It's the same thing. He says, the nidin over here in the Mishnah is zeh b'fnim mizeh. When do we look at it all as one toich, as one kli, that when something is metama one, it's metama the toich of the ganze kli, i.e. the whole thing, all three. That's the nidin. So that's the shayla. The shayla is, if the middle one is segregated and it has its own height of wool and it's blocked off from the other one, so it's not one kli. If the outer one, so then it is a kli. That's the nice in the Mishnah. But not that that the shayla of defining the different compartments. The one at the back is the whole compartment is the gav of the one inside. No, that is not masking. So one more nekuda is that the Reb Yehuda Omer cholkin amtzayis when the height of the three rims are the same, is what that actually means is that the middle compartment, half of it is considered the toich, means the toich is the pnimi mamish, and the inner part of the middle compartment is also considered pnim. It's interesting, you can divide up the two. Tfei Sol has all arichos on this. It's not clear from the Rishonim, but this is what it sounds like from the Achronim. The inside, the closer to the inside, that is the chelik pnimi of them tzoi, is considered part of the toich hakli. And the half, even though they're not divided by a wall, there's no natural barrier between the two of them, that other half is considered the gav, because it's meshach shaychi to the outer compartment, which is the gav of the whole thing. Again, the Rambam's not asking to all this. Mishnah now finished off with one din, which is not Meshach Shai Ketanei din we've had before. It's a general rule. Klicheres me'emes ha'mekablam tumu. What's the final product? Klicheres, you start like this. You start with a certain type of earth. The earth is formed into a shape. It's hardened. It has a final shape. It then goes through a process where it's put into, I think they call it a kiln, where it's hardened more by heat. And then you have to smooth it down, paint it if you want. That's the process of making kli cheres. The shaila is what's called the final kli. Says the Mishnah, Mishiyat Sarfu Bakivshon, when it's hardened with the heat. V'higma melachton, even though be'etzim there's a process afterwards of smoothing it down, sandpapering it v'chulei, that part is not, that's just a tesefes. To be machlik ulahashvo isvoson, that's a tesefes, but the Gemara Meloch is there before. L'maisa, in the sugi and beitzah daf lamed beizam and alf, mufosh moviyam a tzayin to it, it sounds like this din is not posher, it's a machlokes tanoim. There is a shita, according to the Tanya of Meir, kli cheres is mekabel tumo. As soon as you form it into a kli, before when it has its final shape, before the tziruf hakivshon. So what's kli adam? It's mufush that there's such a thing as kli adam. It's not mekabel tumo. The few what we just said in the Mishnah, kli adam is when it's hardened into a shape, but it wasn't refined and it wasn't hardened to have staying power al yidei the kiln, al yidei the kivshon. Mashenkin, according to Meir, that's also metame. So what's kli adama that's not metame? Kli adama is taking blocks of earth and forming a shape, sort of like what the Mufashim shelts with the kli evin, which is very primitive. And that's not a kli, even though it has a clay kibul, that's already not taking stones. You're not carving it out. Stone, nobody could carve it out. What you do is you just put together blocks and you form them into one kli kibul. That's not a kli. That's what kli adama is. What we just said is the way that Achronim understand Shittas Rashi and Beitza. Tosis Kanir is not maskim, because Tosis asks on Rashi that if according to Rameh it's Mekabal Tumah before any type of heat hardening it, then it's Kli Adama. So he's not maskim to the Hagdor that we just said. Tosis says, no, you have to say that there's a slight amount of heat, and that's what Rameh is, but it's not Mamish Nitzav Bekishon. It's not a final product. So that's the Chilik. But the Pshan Rashi, Lechor is Gans Klar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.